Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have moved the Spartan Mobile Studios to Knapp's Crossing on the corner of Knapp and the Beltline. We are at a beautiful D&W store here. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And it is a brisk, cool fall morning in Michigan. I noticed there was a little ice on the porch railing this morning. Actually, last night, we had a little campfire last night. The ice had formed by midnight.
Wow.
So it was chilly. We took about 12 girls to the Red Arrow game at Creston. Yep. And the Creston kids, I'll tell you what, that's a small team. They can't field a big team, but those kids played with a lot of heart, a lot of fun. And on the way home, we were listening to the East Grand Rapids Christian game, and that was a nail-biter, back and forth all night. Christian pulled it off at the end with a two-point conversion. But, yeah, wow, good for them. A perfect season. First time ever for that school. Kudos to the Grand Rapids Christian folks. We have a score from the Unity Christian and Holland Christian at 49-41. Unity is going to now hit the playoffs. And
yeah.
Todd from Zagers gave us that.
Yep.
So that's cool. If you have any football scores from high school football, Facebook them into us at Facebook.com/TheGrillingGuys, and we'll put them on the air for you today. But we are at D&W Knapp Corners. It's a great facility. We've got just so many specials going on here. I can tell I'm going to be pulling out the old debit card here and racking up. I saw back there in that meat counter some stuff that is going to be on my grill tonight.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking about what's on your grill, what goes beside your grill is a little bit of wine as well. If you come here and you buy six bottles of any flavor, any Venter, they'll give you 15% off. You got to buy six at a time. And six packs of
beer.
That's
a good discount.
Yeah, it really is. And six packs of beer are also 15% off. Our friends at Arcadia or Frankenmuth or Schmoes, come down here, give them a try. Some of their fall brews are just fantastic. They go great with grilled food. Bob, did you grill any of that deer you hit last night, or did you leave that one lay?
No, he's propped up against a do not do a U-turn sign thing.
And I
felt really bad. It was just a Bambi, you know, poor little kid just running through the dark. But I think he must have been booking right down Pettus because he came right through the intersection. Craziest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's pumpkin mania here at D&W, and if you get out here, you've got to have one of these little yes cards, which is kind of like a frequent shopper card. But if you've got one of those, you can sign up if you don't have one. But if you have one, pumpkins are $1.88 each. You can get three of them, and here's the cool part, is you can leave the guts and seeds here. They've got a carving tent out in the parking lot, and you can come buy a pumpkin, carve it up while you're here, and just take home ready to display.
So that's right. Bring your chainsaw.
Yeah.
Do some big carving. This place is going to be lit up today because this pumpkin mania is, I mean, there's going to, if you don't know what to do with your kids today, bring them to Knapp Corners and go to the D&W here. It's going to be fun. There's going to be steak out front for mom and dad. You can come in and get, you said 15% off on a six-pack of wine. Nobody gives you 15% off on, I mean, very often if you go into a wine store and you buy a whole case, you'll get 10. If they really like you, you'll get 15.
Right.
15 for six bottles is a great buy. And you can mix and match.
Yeah, and that goes really well with the tailgate, you know, and it is tailgate season. Our Wolverines are off licking their wounds. They've got a bye week, but the Spartans are going to have a big game at 8 o'clock tonight in East Lansing against the Wisconsin Badgers. But if you're out tailgating right now, Bob's got a little recipe here for tailgate snacks on the grill, kind of a shrimp on the Barbie. Break that down for us, Bob.
Well, it's really easy. You don't even have to think about this one too hard because when it comes to shrimp, and we've got a bunch of them here, a beautiful selection, they're so easy to do on the grill. You've got like a six-minute grill on shrimp. Leave them in the shell, skewer those little puppies, and you just baste a little oil. You can do a little red pepper flake. You can do some cayenne. If you want to get some infused garlic oil or some infused EVO, really good way to do it because the oil tends to penetrate a little better. Otherwise, you can take your seasonings, mix them up in your oil, and then baste it that way instead of trying to just sprinkle it on. That way it runs under the shell. You score it a little bit. It cooks really quick. And it's fun to eat off a skewer because you get to peel them, chuck the peelings out in the parking lot, and you're a man about campus then.
Yeah, and Bob, one of the things that, you just mentioned is you're leaving the shell on them, and the reason is for the moisture, right? I mean, if you take the shell off the shrimp before you grill it, they dry out very quickly, and they can become like rubber bands. So,
well, there's even a bigger reason.
What's that?
They don't stick to the grill.
There you go.
They don't stick. If you oil them, and if you peel them and oil them, they could still stick. There's something about the texture of that shrimp. But if you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM. And we're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10:30 just to make your tailgating, to make your camping, fishing, grilling, backyard, whatever you're doing. Smoking, if you're smoking some butt, we're the place to be.
It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard, create a little grill envy for the neighbors. If you're out blowing the leaves or cleaning up your yard for the fall, it's going to be pushing 55, 60 degrees today. It's a great day to be out on your back deck. But I've got another little event that's going on today downtown. Our friends at Hopcat and McFadden's are running a little 0.1K marathon. This is just a cool idea. And what they're doing is they're raising money for the Duchesne Society, and for $25 you can go down there and you're going to get two drink tokens, and you're going to do a race, a 0.1K race, which is really just walking across the street from McFadden's over to Hopcats. You're going to get some drink coupons, you get a t-shirt, there's going to be food and a beer tent there, something fun to do. That kicks off at noon, and there's still time to get involved with that. Get down there, they'll register you right at the gate, but just a lot of fun, something to kind of just make you chuckle and do some good work for the Duchesne Society. But that's right down on Ionia. They're going to cross the street from McFadden's over to Hopcat, 58 Ionia to 25 Ionia. You'll never get in a shorter race, and I think even I could run that one.
I think you're right. The Hopcat, that's a pretty phenomenal place. They do some fun stuff down there, but it's great. They've got like 54 taps.
Yeah, and a lot of them are Michigan microbrews.
A lot.
That they use. So we're big supporters of that place. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you get down there, nice little charity event that you can participate with today.
Something else you can do on the tail great job is fajitas. Fajitas are a phenomenal tailgate, and you know, our buddy down in Texas, Danny Skiff, talked about a great fajita recipe, and it's a wonderful tailgate idea because you can cook up the meat on the spot, and flank steak, again, works really nice. They've got flank steak on sale here right now for like $6 a pound. They're gorgeous, and their preferred Angus flank steak.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. But just a little olive oil on that shell. Do your meat up. You know, you might make up some seasonings, whatever you like to do. Everybody has their own idea on when it comes to a fajita or a steak sandwich. But you just put a little oil on that tortilla, throw it on the grill. It's just fun to do when you're tailgating because it's a little more activity. It's fresh. It's hot. It's the flavor is off the chain. And, man, you talk about something nice to walk around with in a tailgate party, a fajita. A wrap, something like that. Oh,
yeah,
it's a
sandwich and a handle all at the same time.
Yeah.
You don't need a plate. You got a hand free for your favorite beverage. I mean, these are my kind of favorite tailgate foods where they're one hand, you can eat them, they're self-contained, and these fajitas work good. You can throw that on the grill, the meat. You can grill up the vegetables real easy if you just cut them a little bit bigger so they don't fall through your grates. And little, like you said, a little bit of seasoning, just a really good really good tailgate deal.
Yes. So we are the Grilling Guys. Sorry, Jop, but we are the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're at Knapp Corners. Oh, there goes our sign. We're at Knapp Corners, D&W Fresh Market. And walking around the store here, I noticed they have just a vast selection of a lot of things. But one of our sponsors is Three Little Pigs, and they have an all-natural barbecue sauce that is on sale here right now for $4.35 a bottle. That's an all-natural barbecue. There's no gluten, no glucose. If you have a gluten problem, that's the barbecue sauce you want to use. And guess what? It's like a nine-time award-winning champion sauce. And $4.35 a bottle. Great, great bargain. So we've got to take a little time out here, but we got some good stuff coming up, Jop. What you got?
Well, you know what? We have a shy fisherman here at the store by the name of John Gregory, who runs the seafood department. So we've got a suitable replacement named Corey that's going to be joining us. He's actually one of the butchers, but he spends some time over in the meat, out of the meat market into the fish market. So Corey's going to be joining us, and we're going to break down what's going on in their seafood department here, because I tell you what, this is like fresh market. It's inside of this store. If you've not been here on the corner of Knapp and the Beltline at Knapp's Crossing, you need to get over here and check it out. So we're going to be working with Corey. We're going to throw down a pumpkin crab cake recipe. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.